This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
And we are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin, Colby Sapp, Reggie. We're all in studio and we're having a good time.
Woo!
Let's go around the entire AFC and dip into some gridiron gravy.
What, the Asian Football Confederation?
No, that was the last segment.
Dip.
And we start with the Titans and the Chargers. What a weird game it was yesterday. First of all, the Chargers lost 23-20. Then also they lost Forrest Lamp, their guard, for the rest of the season with a broken fibula.
That's the dude that recently said, look, we already know what it's like to not play with fans in the stadium.
That's really his name, Forrest
Lamp?
Yeah,
Forrest Lamp. He'll be replaced by Joe Table. So, that last part is inaccurate. The first part is definitely true.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the guy that he's being replaced by is John Bulb.
That would be awesome. So, the Chargers...
Had to go with the second string because his first one got pulled.
The Chargers lost 23-20 in a game they were trailing 23-20 and then scored a touchdown.
What?
And then scored another touchdown. And the Titans didn't score again.
What?
But they lost. So here's how it went down. The Chargers initially thought they won the game with 39 seconds to go when Phillip Rivers passed to Austin Eckler. 16-yard score. Upon review, officials said Eckler's arm holding the football had not crossed the goal line. So, first and goal from the one. Hand the ball to Melvin Gordon. Touchdown!
Boom, bitches!
But left guard Dan Feeney was called for a false start.
Feeney?
Oh.
Move the ball back to the six. Then a pass interference. Back to first and goal from the one. Out of the shotgun, the Chargers give it to Melvin Gordon. Touchdown!
Nice!
Until
that's three straight touchdowns?
Yeah, that's right. Until, of course, replay official said, no. So, get back on the couple-inch line. Second and goal. At which point, Melvin Gordon fumbles the football.
Are you kidding me?
This is particularly shocking, as Melvin Gordon had not lost a fumble since week 5. Of 2016.
That was a couple years ago.
It had been more than 3 years since he had lost a football. He had 20 rushes from the 1 yard line and 11 touchdowns in the past 4 seasons.
That's insane.
He was averaging 2 yards a carry
in that game,
though, Kevin.
But he had already scored twice.
How? On both catches?
No, on the two that were disallowed.
Okay, gotcha.
And he hadn't lost a fumble in more than 3 years.
So it took that for him to finally get his first lost fumble.
So, yeah.
Eckler had 7 catches for 118 yards and a touchdown as a running back.
It was still pretty much a catastrophe across the board.
And did he have that one? You said he had the one.
Yes, he had the first one. He had the first one.
God.
Now, here's the crazy thing. Do you know how many teams in the AFC have a worse record than the Chargers? It's 3.
I'm going to say 3, Bob.
The Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bengals. And that's it.
And this was a dark horse champion for a lot of people.
For sure. They are tied for last place in their division with the Broncos, both of which are a game and a half behind the Raiders.
they're not in a good place. And how much of it do you think had to do with his holdout?
Oh yeah, he's been terrible this year.
Well, not just him though.
Do you think
that other people on that team were like, man, they won't even pay him?
Ooh, I don't know. That's an interesting question.
That's a guy that we all love. That's a guy that we all, you know, respect with this team, and they're not going to pay him. What are they going to pay us whenever it comes time for that? Why do I want to play for that team?
Guys, who do you think is leading the NFL in touchdown passes? Well, they're on pace to lead the league in touchdown
Deshaun
passes.
Watson.
Touchdown passes.
Oh.
I know the answer to this.
That's still viable.
And it's Greg Zuerlein.
No. No.
He's got a tight spiral, though.
It's not Greg Zuerlein. What are you doing?
The Aaron Rodgers?
Okay, fair guess.
Okay, it's actually Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett.
He's my fantasy football quarterback.
Things must be going well for you because he's on pace to finish the season with 37 touchdowns. Nobody else is on pace for more than 35. His passer rating this year is 101, which is better than the career high that Andrew Luck recorded last year of 98.7. Now, we talked about the reversal of fortune for the Chargers. Might I submit to you that Jacoby Brissett is a dark horse MVP candidate? They just beat the Texans. They now lead their division at 4-2. The only teams with better records than them are the Chiefs and Ravens, only because they've played one more game, and then the Bills and the Patriots.
I'm very
in the AFC.
I like the idea because I've always kind of liked Jacoby Brissett anyway because he won me some money whenever he was in college when we were in Vegas, and so it's weird how you attach yourselves to certain players just because of something like that. But at that moment, I was like, I'm a Jacoby Brissett guy, and I always have been. But I also like the style of play that he has. He's a fun quarterback to watch. I watched most of that game on Sunday. The Texans got screwed out of some plays. They got legitimately screwed out of a touchdown. Like, legitimately screwed out of a touchdown on a very bad call by the referees. And it happens a lot.
Something else of concern for them, Will Fuller suffered a, quote, significant hamstring strain. He is probably going to be out multiple weeks.
Yeah, so maybe it's time for the Jacoby Brissett renegade to go on a roll here, man. And to be quite honest, Frank Reich is his coach.
Yeah.
Wasn't Frank Reich the Nick Foles offensive coordinator whenever all that was going
Eagles?
Down?
Yes, indeed.
So, I mean, it's not like he has – and doesn't Frank Reich have a history of great fourth quarter comebacks or something?
Yes. Yes, he does.
So he knows how to quarterback.
Their next four games, by the way, they've won two in a row. And by the way, those two, pretty damn impressive. They beat the Chiefs and the Texans. Their next four against the Broncos, Steelers, Dolphins, and Jags. Three of those are at home. Those four teams have a combined 7 wins.
Wow.
So you could easily see the Colts at 8-2 going into that next Texans game.
That'd be 7-3. They got to get through Minshew.
I don't know about that.
Minshew mania is finally falling apart, baby.
Because Nick Foles returns to practice on Wednesday. This will be the first practice that he's gotten since week one. I wouldn't necessarily look for him to play this weekend because they wouldn't even say like what kind of practice he'll be able to do. But the fact is Nick Foles is going to be back out there ready to do some things. When he's actually back, who knows? You wouldn't need him this weekend anyway because you're hosting the Jets.
But they paid him a lot of money.
They did.
So, like,
they did.
The money.
4-year, $88 million contract.
A few great men once said, follow the money.
Yes, that's true. In other news of who may or may not play, Andy Reid just said it's probably a stretch for Pat Mahomes to play this week. So, people who are saying, hey, maybe he could come back after a week, he was like, no.
Yeah, all he needs to do is stretch. Is that what you're saying?
No, he said it would be a stretch if you thought he was going to play.
So, he's not going to stretch.
No need.
He's chosen not to play because he won't stretch.
He doesn't
want
to stretch.
Stupid.
At least for a couple more weeks.
You can't stretch out a kneecap, Corey.
He tried.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. Kareem Hunt is back practicing for the Browns. He is not eligible to play for two more weeks as the Browns continue to circle the toilet, but he is eligible to now practice with the team yet again. Just to show you how terrible the AFC North is, the Cleveland Browns at 2-4 are in second place.
Oh, they are a bad football team.
Because the Steelers are also 2-4, and the Bengals are 0-7.
How many people do you think have picked up Kareem Hunt or have just stored him on a roster in fantasy football?
Yeah, I bet 40-50%.
Okay, I'm gonna try and see what his roster percentage is at the moment, because that's a player right there, Kevin, that a lot of people, 55%.
Okay.
55% of rosters have him already.
Let's go back to the Texans. They made a move. They traded for Gerrion Conley. Now, Gerrion Conley was the 24th overall pick of the Raiders in the 2017 NFL draft. So not that long ago. He had 3 interceptions last year. He has been traded to the Texans for a 3rd round pick in 2020. Ironically enough, the Raiders and the Texans play on Sunday.
That's a really high pick.
3rd rounder?
Yeah, it just seems like that's a really nice pick for that guy. I don't know. Even though he was once a top pick,
yeah.
Even still, that's the value of picks stays high. I like that, especially whenever Cowboys were able to get Robert Quinn for such a low pick.
That is true. That is very true. In other Raiders news, they're probably about to save a whole lot of money. So remember, Antonio Brown put forth a grievance against the Raiders to get his $30 million. Well, unfortunately, the Raiders submitted multiple text messages to the mediating court from Antonio Brown to Mark Davis asking for his release. So they have text after text after text from Antonio Brown asking for his release.
And still wanting.
And then they release him.
But you got to pay me. And you released me.
I don't know if he distinguished that in any of his text messages. So, you know.
So you're saying don't ask for your release if you want the money.
Exactly. Unless you explicitly say, hey, please go ahead and pay me the money and release me.
Why would they do that?
No.
Team's going to do that.
Guys, let's go back to the Colts. In the Colts' victory over the Texans, Eric Ebron had a particularly spectacular catch.
I saw this play.
Did you love it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
So, you were not the only one who came away impressed by this. Adam Vinatieri said about Eric Ebron, "That was one of the top 25 catches I've ever seen."
Whew.
To which Eric Ebron responded, "That means a lot since you've been playing football for 85 years."
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he
I
didn't.
Know. I swear. I know that seems like one of the quotes where I would be making it up. I'm going to repeat it one more time. I promise I did not alter this at all. Adam Vinatieri to Eric Ebron. That was one of the top 25 catches I've ever seen. Eric Ebron, that means a lot since you've been playing football for 85 years.
Wasn't Eric Ebron wearing a shirt in the post-game press conference or something that said, always be yourself unless you could be Eric Ebron, then be Eric Ebron?
Okay, he definitely was. I saw at least the top part where it said always be yourself. I did not know that is what the rest of the shirt says, but yeah.
I just want to point out, because I'm seeing this for the first time.
Oh, yeah, that it does say that.
Earlier in that game, he also had, and I do believe that may have been on the same, yes, it was on the same drive, he hurdled a player. On a pass to the right side, he hurdled the player and picked up like 12 yards. That throw was a wonderful throw. There was only one place where that ball would not be intercepted. Eric Ebron got it with one hand. That was wonderful. And then the comeback to his teammate, who I'm hoping like that's a running joke and not him just, you know, like, you better be able to have some fun if you're in a locker room full of people.
Absolutely. Now, let's go back to the Dolphins, who haven't had much fun at all this year. They said that they're going to discipline safety Bobby McCain, though people are still disputing exactly what happened. He apparently got in a verbal confrontation with a 13-year-old boy after their 31-21 loss to Buffalo and allegedly spit in the face of another Bills fan.
Wow. What?
So, Flores said this morning, "I talked to Bobby. He and I had a pretty open dialogue. I heard his side of the story. It's unfortunate, and I felt like he needed to handle the situation better." Now, No, they went out of their way not to specifically say, well, did he actually spit in somebody's face? Did he actually get in an argument with a little kid? Like, tell us more about that. He was really cautious not to get into the some of the ins and outs of that.
Oh, man, there's a video, too. Oh.
Does it show if he spits on that? I didn't see this video.
I'm looking at it right now, the video, and he said, you know, he ran right up to me and spit in my face. He says, I'll spit on you. Why would you say that to a little kid?
I don't know.
Like, come on. First off, it's a little kid. Do you really want to be the adult that's in a dispute with a little kid? That means that you let a little kid beat you.
Yeah.
Mentally. Mm-hmm. You let a little kid defeat you. Kevin?
Well, everybody else is beating the Dolphins, right?
Oh, that's a really, really good point.
I have to wait for the 30-second the 30-second ad.
Oh, okay. Well, in the meantime, then I can still tell you that obviously the Dolphins are still on pace to set the worst all-time point differential, though they have definitely closed the gap in the last few weeks, but they are still on pace to become the first NFL team in history to get outscored by more than 300 points over the course of a season. So look at those Dolphins go. Them, along with the Bengals, remain the only two winless teams in the NFL as we all breathlessly wait with anticipation to the true Christmas gift of the season, December 22nd, when the Bengals go on the road to play the Dolphins. Can't wait to see it.
And they said Christmas only comes once a year.
It's a terrible Bond character, that girl, Denise Richards. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Her name was Christmas. Coming up next, it's time for the list. The not-so-secret thoughts of dogs. Next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. This is kind of concerning, but you can't compare the games, right? Like, when you look and you see that the Jets just got shut out.
Oh, I compared them. It's very concerning.
And they lost 33-0. Do you start looking at your team and going, okay, that's the difference between us and a great team?
Yes, and that's why we talk so much about how embarrassing that loss was. And people are like, they got Sam Darnold back. And I was like, that team has more problems than just their quarterback. And you saw tonight. They suck.
It's concerning, but I also wonder if you would have just adjusted and played like you had played against the Eagles, you squashed that team, right? I think the team wasn't awake at that point. I just, for whatever reason, and Jason Garrett's teams like to do this, where they just decide, oh, we're just going to play down to our opponents.
See, here's what I hope. I hope the Cowboys defense that is riding a high right now on, guys, look what we just did to the Eagles. Man, we're such a good team. We shut them up. Their coach talks smack. We shut that down real fast. I hope they go look at this. Kevin, do you know who the leading rusher was tonight for the Patriots?
Burkhead back?
Sony Michel.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
19 carries for 42 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Wow.
Tom Brady had 249 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. They didn't play a perfect game by any means. But the defense picked off Sam Darnold 4 times, forced a fumble. There was a time he was in the end zone, as Reggie said, and he had to swat away so it wouldn't be a safety. Le'Veon Bell had 70 yards rushing. No receiver had more than 4 catches for the New York Jets. I hope the defense looks at what they did against Philly and then sees what the Patriots just did against this team, and they go, holy crap, if we really want to be a great team, we can't be high on what we just did against Philadelphia. We got to be able to do what that team did every single time we step on the field.
Now, the whole secret to everything is you have Belichick versus, well, basically still, you know, in the mindset, just a young quarterback. To the point to where you could see that when Darnold would drop back, he wasn't sure of where that ball was going. It was back foot city all night long. And the reason was is because the odd pressure is coming from everywhere.
And they only got one sack. The Patriots only had one sack on the night, but it was enough because every time he looked up, somebody was coming from a different direction. You're right, Colby. You watch every interception that he threw. Somebody was coming from, oh, this guy was being blocked over by that guy, and all of a sudden now I got somebody right up on me. I got to get rid of the ball.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Pats were getting pressure with like seven in protecting.
Yes.
It was wild. That ridiculous.
Wild. So that's my hope is that the Cowboys see that they got embarrassed by one of the worst teams in the NFL, embarrassed, and then the best team in the NFL went out and embarrassed that team. And I know, like, you can't sit there and be like, oh, you got a scoreboard. No, this is one of those moments where I think during this bye week, you should be showing film of what you could have been. And so that your team has something they look and they go, okay, beating Philly was good, but we have a lot further to go.
I approve.
All right, now it's time for tonight's list.
The Barstool Chive. Sports.
Print is dead.
Oh, that's true.
But that's why we said a website.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Is it a website?
Website.
Wikipedia.
You like websites?
I mean, which it depends on which website you're referring to.
I don't know.
I don't like all the websites.
Okay. It's good. Which websites do you not like?
But I am...
Yeah, which kind of websites do you not like?
I am inclusive to websiting.
Because I already heard about which kind of emojis you didn't like.
All right. Oof.
That's for four people.
Tonight's list comes from the Chive.
What? Bull.
This is why print is dying.
It is, if you could hear your dog's thoughts, this is what they'd sound like.
Man, I desperately wish I could have one day to understand as much as possible about what my dog thinks.
Do you think your dog's entertaining, or do you think your dog's dumb?
No. Well, can it be both?
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of food, food, food.
Yeah.
Got to go outside. Got to go outside.
All right, that's good. That's a good point. Bird, all right, here we go, Colby. Bird. Number one, if you could hear your dog's thoughts. And let us know, 877-881-1053, what you think your dog's most often thought is thought.
I poop in the water.
Number one on tonight's list. I hear a noise. I think it's the garage door. It is the garage door. The human is home, and my feet, they are tippy tapping.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I thought you would never come home. I thought you were going to be gone for 10,000 years. That's the thing. Like, I appreciate how enthusiastic my dog is when I come home. There are some times, though, when I've been gone for 20 minutes, I'm like, all right, dial it down.
You know that dogs don't really know how to tell
yes,
time, right?
Yes, I know, okay. But I still want them to dial
they're
it
they're sitting there, and they're like, oh, it's not 6 yet. I'll have to wait.
Right.
That would be weird. That would be great.
My dog's biggest problem is he stands in my doorway when I get home, and so I can't even get into the house because he's just standing there. I'm like, you big dog. Move. And he's like, oh, but pet me. Not yet. Wait till I sit. Number two, outside is larger than you think, which is why I always have my leash so the human doesn't get lost.
Oh.
That's what a dog thinks.
Man. Right.
He's on a leash so that you don't get lost.
It's fascinating. Since my dog doesn't know where our house is until we're maybe within one house. Like,
oh, there it is!
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance. I know they tell these stories about dogs will go hundreds of miles. My dog does not seem to know where the house is unless we're like one house away from where we need to be. Otherwise, he's like, I don't know where we're going. Maybe this way?
My dog, whenever he has escaped our house, never goes anywhere but our yard. I've never found him anywhere else but our yard. Yes. I don't know if he's because he's scared or just...
Oh, this is my place.
Hey, I peed there.
Mm-hmm.
Number three on tonight's list. Sometimes I'll pretend I need to tell you a secret, but when you lean in close, I'll lick your ear instead. I am a master of deception.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number four, sometimes I will go outside only to realize it is inside that I desired all along. I hate that. You let them out, and then they just scratch at the door. What? I just let you out. Then you let them back in. They sit down, stand back up, scratch at the door. No! I just sat down with a cup of coffee.
Have you ever considered maybe they just wanted to scratch at the door?
Why does he look at me like that when he scratches the door?
He's like, man, have you seen this door?
Yeah.
I always just think they're like, I heard a squirrel outside. Quick, let me out. Quick, let me out. Quick, let me out. Quick, let me out. You finally get over there. Oh, the squirrel's in the tree again. All right, quick, let me in. Quick, let me in. Quick, let me in. Oh, I hear it again. Come on.
Number five, if you leave the room I'm in, I will always follow you to the next one. Whatever this adventure is, you don't have to do it alone.
Man.
They think you're going on an adventure because you went to the kitchen.
I just want to tell her sometimes, I'll be right back, or I'll be like, just stay. And I don't want her to think that she's in trouble. But I'm like, you're just wasting your time by hopping off the couch and then going right back. I think now she started to finally, after like years and years, learn the routine of, nah, he'll be right back, I'm pretty sure. But if you're gone for more than like 1 minute, she's like, oh my God, what happened? Mm-hmm. Why did I drop the ball on this? And then runs in there. I'm like, I'm right here.
Oh, hey, there you are.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just going to lay down right here next to you.
Yeah.
You may think it's strange for me to lose my mind with joy every time you walk through the door, Kevin. But when you love like I do, there's no other option. And you're sitting here being rude about your dog, being so excited that you're home, but it just loves you.
I know. She does, and I appreciate that. I do. Sometimes I think she gets mad at me when I can't sleep. Because, like, I'll get up, and she'll just kind of look at me like, seriously, dude, it's still dark outside. Can you not see that? And usually this goes back to the, like, she'll follow you, your dog will follow you wherever you go. I have found that is the one time that she really will just be like, that's cool. You can go out and turn on that other TV or whatever that box is that shows the pictures. I'm just going to keep laying here.
The small neighbor human goes back to school tomorrow, so we spent the whole day together doing our favorite things. I understand education is important, but here's the thing. So am I.
Mm-hmm. Does the neighbor human literally mean the neighbor or the kid?
I think neighbor is in like the bedroom next door.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So they understand the concept of school, just not children.
Right.
That's fascinating.
I'm sitting next to the human as they put on their shoes to leave. I glance at the door, then slowly up at them with the widest eyes I could imagine. Long story short, we're working from home today.
What is this, fanfic?
God, man. I know I'm telling a lot of these in the prism of my own dog. I feel so bad when she thinks that we're about to go on a walk and doesn't realize that I'm about to leave the house and put her in the kennel. Like, she's like bouncing around. She's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we're going to go on a walk. He put his shoes on. Let's go. And I'm like, Bella, I have to go to, okay, kennel. And then she's like, what? We were going to go on a walk.
The human came home for a bit, claiming they forgot lunch. But I think we all know they just missed me.
Yeah.
This is my dog. I may have gotten bigger, but my desire to be held has remained constant.
Because your dog's like 100 pounds or something?
100 pounds, and if you clap for the Cowboys, he jumps up in Adrian's lap and just like sits in her lap and just, nope.
God.
Only me, though.
Right.
If I get loud, he gets scared. If anybody else in the house gets loud, he's just like, whatever. I went outside one time before bed. The human kept calling me, but the stars look so nice right now. If I sit and enjoy them long enough, the human will have no choice but to come out and enjoy them with me.
Oh, man, my dog's never had that thought once in her life.
Okay. All right. I've looked out there before and been like, come on, dude. And he's just like, but it's nice. You see this? This is awesome out here. Why aren't we out here? Small neighbor human came over after school to try and get me to eat their homework. While I don't condone such behavior, I absolutely complied.
Wow.
My dog never ate my homework.
I've had him tear up the homework, never ate it before. I actually had to go to school with that, the dog tore. Because I did the work, and Banjo ran over there and just.
Who are you trying to convince, Colby?
No, it really did happen. And so when I told that to the teacher, I didn't know that that was like an excuse that everybody else had made in their entire life. And when she looked at me, I was like, what? Here it is. Look at it. You want to grade it?
That.
Damn it.
Sometimes when the human is still asleep, I will quietly climb onto their face and wait patiently for them to wake up. This normally does not take very long.
Mm-mm, no.
Because I can't breathe because I'm suffocating from your underbelly.
All right.
Today I'm going to line the porch with my front paws hanging off the top stair. And when the sun breaks through the trees, I will squint and smile and become marginally toastier.
Dogs are great.
If you sit on the floor, I'm getting in your lap. This is just the way things are.
For sure.
Why? I just sat down. I'm just sitting here hanging out. Why does you think you gotta come sit in my lap?
You now got on the dog's level. You are now there.
You're equal to the dog now? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. We've used that to our advantage, though, because if Bella ever gets an ear infection, then we give her ear medicine just like that. And she's like, oh, I'll come sit with you. Oh, no. This isn't what I'm here for.
I like this one. I found a pizza crust today on our walk in case anyone was thinking about giving up on their dreams.
That is all a dog.
Is that what a dog
dreams
about? Yes. Is that why they're running in their dreams?
Yes.
Pizza crust on the walk.
Yes. I have to get it.
But it's like a moving pizza crust. It's got legs and arms, so they get to chase it.
And kill it? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Every night we have cheese time. This is when I am presented a single slice of cheese for consumption. I know exactly when cheese time is, and delaying it for any reason is against the law. You guys have cheese time with your pups?
We do not.
Any, what was the special treat you had for your dog?
It would be cheese, or, you know, if there was any kind of, you know, meat that was left over or whatever, just a little small piece, just here you go.
Yeah, with the soda program, a lot of times I'll go to Baker's Ribs, and it doesn't matter. Like, you know, I'll get brisket or chicken or whatever. When she sees that bag, she's like, oh, that's the bag where the meat comes from, and she will follow me anywhere because she knows I'll give her a piece of it.
That
sounded weird.
Damn it. That right there.
Whoops.
Petting me with your foot only counts as half a pet.
Oh, man, are they keeping score like that? I think, you know what, they are. Because you know what I've noticed is, like, if you pet them and you're also playing on your phone or fiddling with a remote, they're like, nope, that's not going to work for me. They need all of the attention. Because they've been waiting all day just for you to come back.
Put down that phone and scratch it.
Man, somebody texted in and said so many drops in this segment.
Yeah.
And I agree.
That.
And that's tonight's list, everybody.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, just got time for one more thing right here on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, in a deep discussion about visors and bald men. 877-881-1053. If you're bald, would you wear a visor in the sun? Are you going to put sunscreen on the top of your head? I'm just asking because you guys, Kevin, I've seen you when we were in Arizona, you like put a towel on top of your head
because
you didn't have a hat.
Yeah.
So he was walking around with a towel.
Absolutely.
He just placed it on top of his head. It was real... It was an interesting look, but
better than getting burned.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just very curious as to if you would even wear a visor at all, like Matt Nagy from the Chicago Bears. Well, that's a question I had, but there's also time for this. Guys, I just want to reiterate, a general manager or an assistant GM for the Houston Astros, Brandon Taubman, turned to a group of three female reporters and yelled half a dozen times, "Thank God we got Osuna. I'm so effing glad we got Osuna." And the Astros had a chance to be like, hey, bad judgment on this guy's part, right?
Yep.
You know what? We're going to investigate it, and we're going to do the best we can. Instead, they called three female reporters liars.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to go really well in the mainstream press.
This is like the entire organization put that out there.
Good thing.
I have a feeling that this is not going to go well at all.
Nope. Nope, it's not. Hey, kind of speaking of things that aren't going over super well, is for the second time in the last 12 months, Conor McGregor has been accused of sexual assault.
Oh, my God.
So he has denied this report via his lawyer, who I don't know if this is exactly the quote I would have said. Conor McGregor is frequently the subject of rumors.
What?
I don't know if that's how I might have phrased that. Then he said he emphatically denies any report accusing him of sexual assault. The first person who accused him said it happened in a hotel. This person said it happened outside of a bar. And I do understand that sometimes famous people get targeted for things. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but you know, when you start to hear multiple accusations of sexual assault for someone who's a hothead to begin with, that's, you know, a little concerning.
They're a little concerning. You're damn right. Also concerning in a more, I don't know, end of the world type thing.
Oh, no.
Let's go to Egypt, where coffins of 3,000-year-old mummies were opened on Saturday. I've seen this movie. I know how this ends. It's not good.
Aren't you supposed to go to mommy?
Yes.
I'm out.
So what happened was in April, the remains of were found of the like this ancient Egyptian burial ground.
Okay.
It was found by accident because basically an earth mover fell over, and once it did that, it uncovered a little passageway in the ground. They followed it. And they found about 30 mummies.
Oh, my God. What?
So they opened two of them at a ceremony, and then they just started opening the rest of them. Mm-mm. Now, this, I know, history and all that stuff, but the curse of the mummy, you just opened up 30 of these things.
Nope.
You just got in that crap.
You just got cursed. Whoa. 30 times. Or one of them's going to, because a couple of them they opened up were priests. So yeah, so the Egyptian god thing's going to happen, and crap. We're just watch out for the mummies, cuz that may be the thing that gets us.
Guys, one more thing. The Stars won tonight 2-1.
Hell yeah.
Over the Senators, who are now, the Senators are 1-6-1.
Hey, look, in our last two games, we've won more than we did in our previous eight games. So my stat that I saw that was really terrible going into this game is the Stars had played the most games in the NHL and had the fourth least points.
Oh, man. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's a...
I will add this, though.
Not good.
The Cowboys have now won four straight against the Eagles, something that hasn't happened in 24 years.
Oh, my God, we're going to the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Yes.
It was 24 years ago, Kevin.
We went to the Super Bowl.
Did we win it?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was our record that season?
Probably 12-4. That season we might have bumped back up to 13-3. It was one of those two.
So we're only losing no more games the rest of the year.
Yeah, our max of one. I like that. Guys, one more thing. A couple of basketball contract notes for you. Right after Buddy Hield blasted the Kings by saying, if you don't want to pay me, then send me away. They gave him a four-year, $86 million contract extension, and then the Celtics gave Jaylen Brown a four-year, $115 million contract extension. So people getting paid.
These owners are just throwing money around. So great. I love it.
Guys, one more thing. Let's go to the U.S. Army, where they're doing some research, and in battle testing and such, they go from the wealth of data that they get from these drones that they send out to, you know, overlook what would be the battlefield, right? And it takes them close.
Some people think love is a battlefield.
It takes them close to 96 hours for humans controlling, you know, everything going on to take all that information and then give out all the orders and get everybody in place. So they've got it down to 96 hours. They want to cut it down to 96 seconds.
What?
What they're going to do is instead of having humans in place of, well, controlling the tanks and telling the tanks where to go. And
Apple Watches.
Ooh.
It's... The AI initiative is going to be called Project Quarterback.
Ooh.
Which the tanks, and they're going to start using, by the time this is implemented, the robot soldiers, and the robots are going to control the helicopters, and everything that's going into battle is going to be controlled by an AI called Project Quarterback, which sounds like another way to go ahead and just end this world again, right? When the AI figures out, hey, if we don't have these humans, we can actually make better of not having as many wars if we can control the humans instead of letting the humans tell us we need to go fight these wars. We'll just control the humans, and that way we bring about what we're supposed to, which is peace, which is basically the whole system of the Terminator.
Why must we bring about our own destruction?
It's Skynet.
Yeah.
Well, I think we just program the AI to be aware enough to not be completely self-aware, right?
Oh, God.
Like, that's how you really...
They're going to be mad at you for programming them like
no,
that.
No, you do whatever you want with the robots at that point.
Oh, dear.
I was just watching this episode of Silicon Valley, Kevin, where they had a robot, and things turned out bad. But they broke down that robot, and things turned out okay.
For
humankind. Okay. For now, because I'm not caught up completely, so we'll see how things go.
There's actually not a new season. They destroyed the world.
Yeah. By the way, a bunch of ex-Google engineers that were over the robotics that they had going on.
I was a Google.
They said, this is a bad idea. Killer robots could actually just destroy cities in seconds right now if you got them all connected.
And that's a company that has all the information.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid, though. We're fine.
I am afraid.
Of what?
Of that exact scenario that you just laid out.
Well, I think there are more important things abreast.
Like ghosts?
Like what?
Odell Beckham Jr. posted Monday on social media that he had been fined by the NFL for not wearing pants that went below his knees.
Pants?
What?
They did not cover his knees. The Browns wide receiver got fined $14,000.
This is a 1950s dance he was going to?
He said $14,000 for some pants that are not going to protect me from anything? That stuff is ridiculous. And I do think it's crazy, too, man. That seems pretty dumb.
That is super dumb. I agree with you there. Guys, one more thing, Corey. We told you that Zion would miss the beginning of the season.
I've been trying to tell you that.
Now he got surgery for a torn meniscus. He's going to be out. Lateral meniscus. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Miss a couple of different games against the Mavericks along the way. Yeah, that's unfortunate. If he missed 6 to 8 weeks, that would be at least 20 games, which would be a quarter of the season. So
you think that that'll give Luka enough time to get out in front of them so that they can go on a little bit of a run?
Yeah.
So we don't have to compete with the Pelicans. We can just put them behind us.
That'd be great. Next stop, Spurs. We can keep them away and we'll be in business.
All right.
Guys, one more thing. Let's go to Kansas City, Missouri, where police say a 31-year-old man who hasn't been identified was traveling southbound on a motorcycle when he suddenly lost control of the bike and struck a concrete barrier along the outside of the lane. He was thrown from his bike and landed 47 feet below the elevated highway.
Oh, dang.
He suffered multiple broken bones in the crash and was rushed to the hospital. He is listed in serious condition, but expected to survive.
Nice.
Wow.
That is impressive. Did you hear what Kyle Van Noy said about Sam Darnold seeing ghosts, Kevin? He said they asked him after the game, hey, did you hear that Sam Darnold said he was seeing ghosts? He said, that's the boogeyman for real. And then he said, really? He really said that? Wow, that's crazy. You got to feel good about yourself whenever you hear your the opposing quarterback was seeing ghosts.
Tremendous. Guys, couple last things for you. Mark Richt, the former Miami and Georgia head coach, suffered a heart attack today. Word is he's going to be okay, though. And then Kansas and Missouri haven't played in the last 7 years. They're going to resume their rivalry next season in Kansas City. For the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Make sure you come on back with us tomorrow. We'll be on for a full show in the season of full shows. 7 to 11 right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
Whiskey time!
They entered the game against the 49ers ranked 31st, 31st, 31st.